This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to The Daily Digest. I'm Sharmila Ganesan, together with Dashan Johan and Lim Soo Ann. So before the break, we were talking about the sensation known as skin hunger and whether more of us are feeling it now, you know, because of the pandemic and because of the MCO. And now moving on to our second story, we have a question going on Twitter.
So we're asking you, with the MCO still in effect, what are your plans for Buka Puasa or Iftar this Ramadan? So right now, 74% of you say you're cooking at home, 18% of you say you're getting food delivery, 5% of you say you'll be getting catering, but 3% of you say it's some other form of food. You're getting food some other way. So you can tell us what those methods are. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
So the reason we're asking you this is because, you know, for most of us, PM Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's speech last night was probably a must listen. It was both his Ramadan speech, and it also announced the extension of the MCO for another 2 weeks until the 12th of May. And one of the things that he touched on is about Ramadan and the fact that we're not going to be having Ramadan bazaars this year. It's going to be quite a different one. And he urged a lot more people to stay at home, you know, to cook and to find new ways of enjoying this spiritual period. But if you were tuning into the speech, you might have noticed an unexpected shout out as well to a certain Facebook group called Masa Apa Tak Jadi Hari Ni.
I was very excited when I heard that, I must say. I discovered this group last week, if I remember, and I think it's just been fascinating ever since then. I think it's just, there's just something so fun about it. And you know, if you don't, just to refresh your memory, if you missed what the PM said, he urged everyone to view going through the fasting period under the MCO positively. Like you said, try not to cook at home where possible. To not waste food. And then he also said, kalau masakan tak jadi pun tak apa, boleh post dalam group Facebook, masak apa tak jadi hari ini. Now, if you haven't checked out the group yet, I think you must. Okay, the concept is really simple. People are basically sharing pictures of cooking experiments gone wrong, and really in the most hilarious ways.
Yeah, and it's basically the local version of the popular expectation versus reality meme, right? With Malaysians staying at home, a lot more cooking, staying at home and a lot more cooking being done. You know that there are obviously a lot of kitchen experiments going on, but not all of them turn out as expected.
Yeah, guilty.
And the group encourages people to share these fails and laugh at ourselves. And I must say, most posts are a pretty hilarious read. But okay, when I first stumbled upon this group, right, I wasn't sure whether to laugh or to cry, because that's pretty much my culinary skills in a nutshell.
So you see, they will totally encourage you to share yours as well. It really is a simple idea that just exploded. I mean, the Facebook group only came to being on the 14th of April. That's just 10 days ago. And it already has 1.5 million followers. And there are dozens of new posts every day of people trying all sorts of food. And really, it's the comments that they share them with, the sort of like facepalm accompanied like anecdotes of trying to make something. I think there was the one that I really liked just, I think, yesterday was of someone, I'm not sure what they were trying to make, whether it was dodol or some kind of
melting sugar
to make something. And then it had just literally exploded out of the pot, and this black mass of goo all over. And the caption was, nak masak tapi jadi Venom pula. Like Venom, the villain from the Spider-Man series. And that was so funny.
There was one I remember seeing of curry puffs that essentially just opened, so they looked like clams.
And I love this one. So Sue Ann showed me this about a couple of days ago. I think she asked me what it was. Yeah. So I said, yeah, that looks like sotong goreng, you know, fried squid. And then she's like, nope, donut. I was like, what?
I mean, it's just the most hilarious feels. And I think people are posting there knowing the laughter that it would elicit. And it's just really fun to see that.
I think my favorite, and also one that made me feel good about myself, was the one with a pot of water with spaghetti on it. And the spaghetti is on fire. It's raw spaghetti on fire. I'm just like, yes, I could teach you something, and that's saying a lot. So if you've been paying attention to Tan Sri Muhyiddin Yassin's speeches, you'll know that he has been using a lot of examples that are intended to connect with people, to appeal, to kind of speak to the common man, and also something that's memeable, something that becomes a part of the online culture. But I must say, even this, you know, despite that, this was a pretty left-field surprise for me. And in my opinion, quite a clever thing as well, because who would have thought... who would have assumed that our PM was paying attention to a Facebook group like this? So we do have on the line one of the admins of the group, Masa Apa Tak Jadi Hari Ini, Saifuddin Saleh. Saifuddin, how did the Facebook group start and what was the idea behind it?
It's starting on 14 April. The idea coming from Kak Dalila lah. We call it the Kak Dalila. And because the idea is coming because she's cooking serunding. One day she's cooking the serunding and then the serunding is burning. After that, she tried to post inside the Facebook. After that, got a very, what we call the positive impact lah, from other person. Kak Dalila also have invited a certain friend. Okay, that's mean... Razman Mamu lah. Razman Mamu, one of my best friend lah. Because Razman Mamu also at a restaurant, food restaurant. Mm. And then after that, we joined inside in the group WhatsApp. Okay. And then Razman asked me to, that's mean to help him to organize for the channel. To masak apa tak jadi hari ini. That's mean before this, not too many, around 500 to 1,000 members. After that, around starting from the Tuesday to Friday, the impact will be starting on Friday.
So then you managed to get 1.5 million followers in just 10 days. Why do you think your group became so popular?
Suddenly, yeah. Because mungkin right now also have the PKP time, right? We got the PKP time, all the people, all the Malaysian people stay at home right now. So every day they were cooking. Our objective rules here, we want to give what we call the motivation. Motivation to other members because they are cooking. The cooking also to encourage all the members because after they posting the food, right? The food they had cooking already inside the Facebook. If not going well, all the members will be kecam lah, criticism what they are cooking for. So after they are post in our group, suddenly, it could be an impact to all the members inside. Every posting got like, comment, and hit until 40,000 likes. Maybe right now, all the Malaysian people are like, always on the stress time. After PKP, stay at home. So I think that's why they are joined.
So then how did you feel when the PM mentioned your group yesterday?
I'm not expect because this group is like the new phenomena, like for the viral, hit all everything, all the media coming. Yeah, after PM last night, around 350,000 joins. I'm also shocked also. So a lot of people, from my family also, friend also ask, what is the group, the Masak Apa Tak Jadi Hari Ini? So very impact to all the local people in Malaysia, especially.
So Saifuddin, with Ramadan starting today, many people will be cooking at home, but it'll also be a very different Ramadan, right? You know, what is your Ramadan message to everybody?
For all the members, or the friends who are cooking. If not, your cooking is not good. Going be what we call the quick. Your cooking not good. Also, you can post inside our group also. Tada masalah. Our group normally it's not just only for the love lah, for the love for the our members. we also motivate, make all the people happy. And then, especially in this certain environment also, they also have what we call a motivate for the new beginner cooking. So they can achieve cooking every day.
That was Saifuddin Saleh, one of the admins for the Masa Apa Tak Jadi Hari Ini. Masa Apa Tak Jadi Hari Ini Facebook group. There's something really friendly and heartwarming about this idea, isn't it? It feels like it's such an equalizing group. Mm.
Yep. And I think right now when really sometimes all you want is a break, and going on social media can be rather much of a downer sometimes. Like honestly, opening Facebook and seeing posts from this group really just makes my day, even if it's for that 1 minute.
Yeah, and I think for someone who doesn't know how to cook like me, right? So, you know, usually if you can't cook and your meal totally fails, you'll feel like a loser. But now you have like this community of people like sharing and we are making jokes together. Yeah. So it does make you feel very warm and fuzzy. It's like, okay, it doesn't matter if you fail. Let's just make a joke out about it and move on.
Yeah. I think also at this time when really a lot of people are sharing these beautiful pictures of things that they're cooking at home. Mm-hmm. I do that too, but mostly because I'm just like, my God, I didn't mess this up. But I think it's nice as a contrast to also see the failures because this is the norm. You know, this is the normal experience of when you look at something online which looks great and try to replicate it. Not everybody succeeds.
Yeah, and you were mentioning earlier, Sharmila, that this is sort of that version of expectation versus reality thing. And it's really nice to see a local version of it because it's all the foods that we eat on a regular basis. It's your curry puffs, your cake batay, your fried fish.
Yep.
It's really just your average Malaysian food.
Yep.
But Malaysians sort of failing at making Malaysian food.
And you know, speaking of that, I particularly like that it's so local.
Mm-hmm.
You know, most of it is in Malay, but it's also in very relatable, very slangy, regular language.
Yeah,
it's just regular people.
We would understand,
yeah,
but others may not,
yeah,
right?
And yeah. I think I remember talking about this on the show we did about memes and why it's fun when memes are in Malay or in local slang because you feel kind of like the sense of community.
Yep.
And I really feel that about this group. When you go in, you realize it really has the breadth of Malaysian society. You know, so many different diverse people are a member of this group. And everyone's kind of just taking part and laughing at each other. And like Saifuddin said, there's actually very little meanness. Most people are laughing along, but also offering fixes or talking about their own fails, which kind of makes you feel very, at a time like this, very connected to each other. Would you guys share your fails here?
Oh, I think maybe I should, you know, because okay, I'm the kind of person who doesn't make a grocery list when I go to the grocery store. So I'm just going there and I'm just buying whatever, freeballing. And then when I come back, I'm like, okay, I'm going to make chicken curry and I don't have this ingredient. Never mind, let's just substitute it with chili sauce. And I put this
and
that.
Oh my God, this is my horror.
Yeah. And then in the end, I don't know what it comes out. And I'm like, okay, never mind, just eat. So maybe, you know, maybe I should start posting my stuff on the group.
Do you have any cooking fails to share, Suan?
I've had a few where it's mostly baking ones.
Yeah.
Where honestly, I remember once trying to make puff pastry from scratch. But that already in itself, if you've ever tried to make puff pastry, you know how ridiculously difficult it is. I think halfway through, I remember just breaking down. It's like, this is not possible. It's not like 4 hours. It turned out in weird shapes.
Right. So I'll be expecting to see a picture at some point on Masa Apa Tak Jadi Hari Ini. What do you guys think of the PM referencing it? I've seen mixed reactions. Some people are really excited. Other people kind of just feel like he's trying too hard to seem cool.
I think it's okay because it's he's trying to connect, whether it's him or speechwriters, you know, at least there's an effort there to connect to the people. And it's also, you know, in line or, you know, following the theme of, if you can call it that, of whatever he's been doing since the first, like, you know, past few weeks of him giving speeches. He's always making, you know, first he, you know, talked about Makcik Kia, and then he's also making self-referential jokes when he talked about Kesana Kesini. Mm-hmm. So this is just, to me, it's just like like the next step, it doesn't seem odd or jarring.
Mm. And I guess it's just sort of showing that someone is at least in tune to what's happening, because I mean, even before that, a lot of people were already following this group. A lot of people were already sharing their cooking fails, sharing tips on how to fix those cooking fails. So I think it's just sort of acknowledging that.
And I think what I found clever about it was the fact that it's actually a group that is so relatable to so many people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not too niche, and it's very Malaysian, which I think at a time like this was quite a clever thing to remind people of. So if you are interested to check them out, they are on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter. And just look for Masa Apa Tajadi Hari Ini Official. They've already got copies and tribute pages popping up, so make sure you follow the official page. If you'd like to share with us your cooking fails or with them, please do. You can tweet us at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or drop us a message on Facebook. We are BFM The Bigger Picture. Just before we wrap up, we have been asking you on Twitter about your plans for Ramadan.
So because the MCO is still in effect, we're asking you, you know, your plans for buka puasa or iftar during the Ramadan. Right now, 76% of you say you'll be cooking at home. 17% of you say you'll be relying on food delivery. 4% of you say you'll be relying on catering. Well, 3% of you say it's some sort of other method. Mm-hmm. So you can still tweet us at BFM Radio and WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899.
Yep. And if for those of you who are cooking, if there are fails, do not be let down. There are pages online where you can share them, where they will be celebrated. So that's it from us today. If you've missed any part of our show, our podcasts are available on bfm.my/dailydigest, on the BFM app, or on Spotify. Now, as you may already have noticed, we are shaking things up here at BFM during the movement control order. We're going to continue doing what we do best, and that is, of course, keeping you informed and up to date with all the hot button topics, giving you all the music that you love. We are also adding on a host of new segments to keep you company while you're at home. So stay safe, stay healthy, and stay tuned from 7:30 a.m. every weekday. So coming up at 3 p.m. after this is Try This At Home, and they are going to be talking about pantry spring cleaning with Ely Sulaiman, who is the host and celebrity chef at the Asian Food Network. That's all from us today on The Daily Digest. We will leave you now with Happy by Pharrell on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.